Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I bless you in the name of the Lord. And it's such a joy and a privilege to gather together with you as we fasten our eyes upon the Lord, as we steady our hearts in the promises of God, as we look to the days ahead, days that, yes, they will have battles, but days that I'm asking, Lord, for all those who are listening, Lord, those who are hungering and seeking after You, that they will be days of victory, days of blessing, days of increase, days of fulfillment of destiny. Lord, I thank You that You're a God and that hears and answers prayer. And Lord, that we are seeing wonderful answers to prayer. Thank You, Lord. Some things that we've waited to be manifested for years and years, some in some cases, Lord, even decades. So we praise You, God, that You are a merciful, loving, and gracious God. And Lord, I just lift every single need of those listening, physical, mental, spiritual, financial, circumstantial. And I thank You, Lord, that You are a God who desires to meet all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. Lord, we surrender our lives anew and afresh to You, and we ask You to bless us as we draw close to You through the word of the Lord during the broadcast this week. In Jesus' name, we thank You for it. Amen and amen. Well, as I was thinking about what could perhaps be the most significant thing to share with you, as I was praying about what to bring this week, the Lord brought perhaps one of the most beloved passages of Scripture to mind. And so I want to devote these next several days to just sharing with you the beautiful verses of that short psalm, a psalm of David, Psalm 23. And beloved, in this world in which we're living, and perhaps the last few weeks have just been chaotic and all sorts of things going on, and you just want to put your feet up and breathe a deep sigh of relief. Well, our greatest sense of rest and security comes in the name of the Lord and in Him. So let me read that with you, and then we're just going to go verse by verse and look at what the Lord is telling us through these beautiful promises that were penned by David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to minister to you about the importance of finding our rest in Jesus. I want to share with you about the comforting presence of our shepherd, and many that are listening right now need to find that refuge in the Lord, your Savior, your good shepherd. God is speaking from heaven in the Spirit to us today, and He's revealing His purposes to His children. He always does that through the Word of God. The Word of God, why this ministry and others have stressed the importance of the Word of God, is because it's synonymous with His will. This is His heart for man. This is what He desires for you, brother and sister. He is telling you today that regardless of what the days ahead hold for you, regardless of the things you're facing right now, today, regardless of the things that are just dogging your steps, as if it were, and you just don't see resolution, you don't see a way out. I'm here to tell you, and I'm on this broadcast to say that God will make a way for you, even where there seems to be no way. He's speaking from heaven, beloved, and he's revealing what he wants in your life. You know, we read the word, and we say, yes, we love, we affirm the word, but sometimes we just have to take that little extra step and make it personal for us. Brother, sister, he is your shepherd. He's leading you into green pastures and beside still waters. As we look at what is called this beloved shepherd psalm for a few minutes, what we're seeing is that God is raising up the remnant. He's raising up in his church those who are seeing things they've never seen before. Have you found that to be true? Things are taking place in the members and in the lives of the body of Christ where there's an explosion of faith. You know, I don't know about you, but if you're a prayer warrior or intercessor, you may have been grieved and say, Lord, why aren't we seeing revival here? We hear about the tremendous moving of the Spirit of God in other nations of the world, third world countries. Why not here? And beloved, did you ever stop to think that at this point in time, why we're not seeing the greatest revival that has been prophesied and spoken of for many years is that God is in the process of raising up you and me. He's raising up leaders. He's raising up those who will be discipling the young infants, if you will, born into the body of Christ. We're born a babe, and as newborn babes, we desire the sincere milk of the word. But as Paul would rebuke in some of his letters those that should have been teaching, but they still had need of milk. Beloved, we are growing and pressing on into maturity. And so perhaps it's for that reason we're not seeing answers to prayer as far as revival goes. And so the church is, there's a movement in the Spirit. It might not be that obvious. Yes, I know there are a lot of churches that are going tremendously apostate. But God, in every generation since the founding of the early church, has had his people in every generation who loved him with all of their heart. Faith for these people is actually becoming substance. God is putting it into the realm of experience. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And this basically, this entire brief, beautiful psalm that I shared and read for you is really a psalm of trust. It's a statement. It's a declaration of God's provision and care. It celebrates his goodness, his gentleness, his meekness, the gracious care that he has for you, brother and sister, and for me. We're safe under his care. We're comforted and encouraged. We're absolved from all anxieties by the sense of this protection. This shows his authority and power. Beloved, as we read that beautiful chapter in Romans, Paul concludes by saying, is there anything that can separate us from the love of Christ? And he lists a litany of things, persecution, peril, sword, famine, death, things present, things to come, our past, our future. None of these things can separate us from God's love. And in those first four verses that I shared with you, we find the shepherd in a very personal way looking after his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd, beloved. You shall not want. Verse 2 says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That Hebrew word means a home, a pleasant place, a habitation. Isn't that a beautiful description of what we all long for deep in our hearts? We want to be home. And of course, like all the patriarchs, the great heroes of old, those heroes of faith, they look for a city. They knew this world was not their home. This is not our home. We may be blessed with all manner of good things that God has put into our lives, with loved ones, family. Nonetheless, our true home is with the Lord, and we will never find true peace unless we make our home in him. That word green pastures, it denotes abundance, fruitfulness, life, victory, joy, summertime when the sun shines brightly, no storms. That, you know, sheep need that. They need quiet in order to feed. If they're afraid, they won't, they'll run. They'll try to hide. They'll try to get away. They won't be feeding. And so this denotes rest, a place where we can eat, if you will, the good word of God. We can feed on, taste and see that the Lord is good. Feed on the promises of God. Meditate. Chew them over. That's what that word means. Just kind of chew them over and think upon them and ponder them. That's what Joshua did in order to make his way prosperous, is to meditate day and night. That's what the Lord told him. Because this is our very, very life. And then it goes on and says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. No matter how dark your life, beloved, I want to tell you, it can be light again. No matter how turbulent the sea that you feel that you're on right now, though the waves are tossing you to and fro, he will give you the gift of peace. He will speak peace to those troubled waters. And no matter how afraid you might be of the upcoming battle, the things you're going to have to deal with, you know what? He's not going to leave you alone. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's going to take you by the hand and lead you through it all. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Hear that. God will be with you. You may feel despairing and downcast, but he desires to take you where the pastures are green and the waters are still. And the revelation of his word is so beautiful that you will experience happiness and rejoice in the God of your salvation. He will lead you into the freshness of the meadow and the coolness of the stream. Praise God. Well, my time is rapidly drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but as you can see, we're just getting started. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And if for any reason your schedule prohibits that, please know you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for a number of years. You can click and listen anytime at your convenience. However, as I always do, this is a ministry, not only a daily radio broadcast ministry for over 50 years, but a ministry of prayer and correspondence. I deal personally with every letter that comes in. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. Sometimes people just say it's unspoken. That's okay. God knows. I don't need to know, but I pray. And so I just thank you for your prayer support. I look forward to having you with me tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.